You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. Mike is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, how about this from Pony? It's Steelers bye week, so it's a little bit more relaxed around here. There's not a Mike Tomlin Tuesday presser to react to or anything else. He has departed or decamped for Cleveland to watch playoff baseball. Guardians, Tigers, your thoughts on playoff baseball for Pony on a random Wednesday during football season?
Who's he rooting for?
I think he's going with a former producer here at the station who just works in a different field now, who's a big Tigers fan. I think he's going Guardians just to create some fun, friendly tension. But I think he might also just be pulling a Rob Lowe and wearing like a Major League Baseball hat and saying, go baseball.
I saw his tweet. The stadium wasn't full. I don't know why they play these games in the afternoon. I don't. Not that I would watch them at night. I could watch them in the afternoon. I lost all interest in baseball when Sid Bream somehow scored for second in 1992.
He was
LCS
out.
Game 7.
He was
Boston,
out, Mike.
Throw him out. I tapped out then, and I've never gotten back in. So.
Yeah. Well, I was a Guardians I was an Indians fan back then. I went to a game in 1997 in the World Series, and I think it officially died for me when Jose Mesa blew a save in Game 7 that year. And then Charles Nagy blew the game and Edgar Renteria hit one up the middle. But I'm not going to talk about things that make me sad, Mike. We're going to talk ball here. And I must admit, I am a cynic. I feel like you probably know that about me from having done enough interviews
Good.
With us. I'm very
That's
cynical.
Why we get along.
Yeah, exactly. I am always looking for the dark cloud. If there's a silver lining, I need to find the dark cloud to fill in the gaps there. And yet, I can't think, other than going 4-0 as opposed to 3-1, I cannot think of a better start for the Steelers at the rough quarter pole here than what they've done, coupled with what the rest of the AFC North is facing. Like, how you look at Baltimore specifically, because no one's taking Cleveland seriously, and no one's really taking Cincy seriously, minus Burrow. How much trouble do you think the Ravens are in right now at 1-3 with a banged-up defense and an injured Lamar Jackson?
I think they've got serious issues. Even if Lamar were healthy, that Monday night game, which was now 9 days ago, it just had a weird vibe to it. From the moment the Ravens were at first and goal in the second quarter, they ran it once with Derrick Henry, then they ran it again with Derrick Henry, and they cut to Lamar, and he was very frustrated. And he had that frustration about him the rest of the night. And I assume the message was, you got a two-time MVP, why are you taking the ball out of my hands down here? But the frustration continued to come back. And I pay close attention to the demeanor of a quarterback when things are going well, when things are going poorly. What message, what vibe is he sending to the rest of the world, specifically to his other 10 teammates on offense and the 11 guys who play defense and really the entire team? Because Lamar is the heart and soul of the Ravens. And it just was a message that made me say something is off. And we've seen it now. They lost a game they should have won. to the Bills. They easily beat the Browns, although the game wasn't quite 41-17 in feel. They still beat them by 24 points. And then that loss to the Ravens, I think it stung because two years ago, basically the same two teams got together, and it was 38-6 Baltimore. And then to lose to the Chiefs in a must-win game for both teams, and then to have the injury, I just think the bottom's close to coming out for the Ravens. And I agree with you. You couple 3-1 with the Ravens 1-3 and sinking possibly. The Browns, I think the Browns need to be taken seriously because they are capable of winning any given Sunday. And who knows what Dylan Gabriel is going to do. Joe Flacco was their biggest weakness. And they still beat the Packers a couple of weeks ago. So don't write them off. But the Bengals are done. Unless they trade for Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston or maybe even Kirk Cousins, I don't see that happening. It's a lot cheaper to pay Wilson and Winston. And cheap, as we know, is the key word for the Bengals. The Bengals are done. They're cooked. And here are the Steelers. They had three winnable games to start the season, and they lost one of them. The first toss-up was Sunday in Ireland, and they won it. So 3-1 is a great way to start when you consider in only one game did both halves of the team show up. And if both halves of the team show up on a regular basis, the Steelers are going to win enough games to get to the playoffs. And the question is, what will they do when they get there? But, you know, it's attrition, and we're seeing high-level contenders possibly fade. Bengals, fade. Ravens, maybe fade. It opens the door for the Steelers to take the place of that team. Now, there's still the Bills. Don't write off the Chiefs. You got to deal with the Broncos, who I think are going to make a run. The Colts are for real. But the Steelers have a seat at the table 4 weeks in, and that's more than they could have hoped for, especially after that week one win that felt like a loss to the Jets.
Well, I use that term to describe even the Ireland game, at least as it pertained to Mike Tomlin, because he did his damnedest, I thought, after coaching circles, frankly, around Flores and O'Connell both, with like a hand in the offensive game plan that Vikings defenders admitted was just not what they were expecting. I thought he got way more the better of Kevin O'Connell in that particular matchup. The reason I'm hesitant to fully jump on this bandwagon of, hey, they could really get rolling downhill here and run away with this division if things break their way is the head coach started living in his fears again. He had to be talked into a goal line go for it by Rodgers. That was an obvious one. They called a running play, which I didn't get. And then on 4th and 18 inches, he punted it, and they apparently told Corliss Waitman to punt it out of the end zone. Mike, I cannot yet trust this man. He coaches 55 great minutes and then makes me want to pull out my non-existent hair over the last five.
Hey, and but for the fact that the play clock wasn't working on the north end of the stadium as the Vikings were driving to get Will Reichert, who banged a 62-yarder with maybe 10 yards to spare the prior weekend against the Bengals, that game may have gone to overtime. And yeah, it's one of those where throughout the day, after the first drive where the Steelers went 3 and out and the Vikings had a nice drive and it petered out and they got a field goal, after that, the Steelers took over. Kenneth Gainwell looked like Franco Harris in his prime against the Vikings. I don't know if that lasts. The Vikings' run defense is suspect. But the Steelers should have won that game by more than 3 points. I agree with you. But they won. And here they are with extended time to get ready for the next game at 3-1. And it'd be nice if they hadn't been embarrassed in their home opener, their only game at Acrisure Stadium, by the Seahawks. But you're going to have those. It's where you go from here. To be 3-1 and to be essentially in command of the division with the Bengals at 2-2, which is the weakest 2-2 team I think I've ever seen, and the other two teams at 1-3, Steelers got to be very happy.
They have Calvin Austin now, it looks like, out for potentially multiple weeks. He was the de facto wide receiver 2 behind DK Metcalf. Do you think there's going to be any reasonably big names on the move in the wide receiver market that the Steelers could go after in season, Mike?
Well, let's just see how it plays out. You know, it's too early for anyone to fold the tents, but a team that's 2-2 now could be 2-5 by the time the trade deadline gets here. So we've got 5 more weeks as of yesterday.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And it's possible. It's possible. And it may be necessary, especially with Austin injured. So it's something to keep an eye on. And this bye week gives them a chance to study carefully anyone out there that may become a target for a trade from the teams that look like they're not going to contend. And the guys to watch are the ones who are in the last year of their contract or the last year before the contract's going to get torn up. That team has a chance to get something for the guy. That's why Tyreek Hill, before Monday night, obviously, was an obvious candidate for a trade because the Dolphins were going to cut him after this season. They probably will anyway. Mm-hmm. But that would have been somebody that would have been in play for a team like Pittsburgh. So watch the teams that fade and the receivers that are either under contract for just this year or they have a deal that the team isn't going to want to keep next year.
Well, Jacoby Myers for the Raiders seems like the obvious candidate when you put it through that rubric. As far as a team that might already be fading. I want to switch quickly, Mike, to the game itself in Ireland. Two things about this. First off, it was the second most watched international game ever, I believe. Dolphins-Chiefs in 2023 clipped it a little bit, but otherwise it got a huge audience for NFL Network. How much do you think that market now is going to continue to grow? Like, do you think the NFL looks at this as a big-time success in Dublin for this game?
Yeah, the NFL is determined to globalize the game, the commissioner said in Ireland on Saturday. And we already knew this, but I think it's the first time he said it out loud. The goal is 16 international games per year, with the goal of every team playing one, which makes Minnesota's current two-game road trip, these are two road games the Vikings would have otherwise had, that makes it even more interesting because that's an experiment toward the possibility of having multiple teams in Europe at some point in the future. How do teams deal with? How do they react from? What are the consequences as a practical matter of going away for that long? So the idea of teams being headquartered in Europe isn't dead, but for now, 16 games is where they're trying to get. The union's going to have to agree. Right now, the maximum's 10. They want to get to 16, which would mean a lot of those early morning 9:30 a.m. kickoffs. And think about it, almost 8 million people watching on a Sunday morning when the game starts at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, that's an impressive crowd.
All right, last one, and you get to put your lawyer hat on, the barrister's hat here, and explain to our listeners who were kind of scratching our heads and we were doing our own amateur theories as to why this might have happened. We know that Skylar Thompson, I think Tom Pelissero had it first, got jumped and lost some of his stuff the morning, you know, late night, I guess it would have been, before the actual game on Sunday. And so we see the headline and we see the story and he's okay, he's with the team, and then no charges filed by anyone, to my knowledge, still in this situation. What do you think happened there? What's your best guess as to why the story breaks and then we hear absolutely bupkis about anything else taking place?
Well, I think our shared cynical nature would be that neither the NFL nor the Steelers wanted to create an international incident over this. And if he wasn't badly injured, and if whatever he lost wasn't all that significant, then let's just exercise discretion here, not file a formal complaint. I don't think he's going to fly back over to Ireland and file one now. So I think it was all about, hey, we don't want anything to mar all of the positivity that comes out of playing this game in Ireland and expanding the global footprint. And I think it's that simple. Somebody suggested to him that the prudent thing to do would be to just say, I'm okay. Maybe I got punched in the face. Who even knows? Who even knows what happened? We'll find out, hopefully, whenever he's available to talk to reporters, if he'll even answer the questions. But I think it was all about, we don't want any dark clouds. We want all silver linings coming out of the excursion to the land of leprechauns and pots of gold.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. We always appreciate the chats, Mike. Thank you.
See you, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.